Greetings and welcome to Motivate Social, where we are bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. I am Dr. Ikeena Finch, and I, of course, have my co-host, Vanessa Canterbury, with me today. How are you doing, Vanessa?
I am doing absolutely great. How are you?
I am great. I am so excited about our show today. You know, we're having one of our lovely AIB sisters. And if you don't know what AIB is, that is Authors in Business, a group with Desiree Lee. And we are going to interview today Stephanie Ellis. How are you today, Stephanie?
I'm doing super fantastic. How are y'all ladies doing?
We are good. Thank you so much. And so I'm going to ask you the question that everybody's waiting on. How are you changing the world via social media?
I'm changing the world with hope, the power of hope. Even in the darkest moments, we still have those dreams, those visions, those ideas, but we really just don't know how to come, you know, to get it. We don't know how to move towards that. So I teach them how to, in the dark place, in the wilderness, still have hope and power. You can still move forward in your life.
Okay, Stephanie, I hear you. You know, hope is a beautiful thing, but sometimes, especially what's going on in our economy right now, people are losing hope faster than ever, right? And so, with them losing that hope, how do you, as the person who wrote the book, All I Ever Had Was Hope, what inspired you to be able to write that book and also provide some tips and tools as to why it's important, especially now, more than ever, to keep the hope? Because we can get the hope all day, but we need to be able to keep that hope.
This is what I'm going to be honest and totally transparent during this moment here. I had $2 to my name. If I tell you my life was great, even before that last $2, income was coming in, okay, helping people build a company, but somehow something happened in the atmosphere. I don't know why, but it was new. I knew God called me to a destiny, to fulfill my destiny, to fulfill my dream, okay, but I was playing small with my gifts, with my talents, with my time, and being just truly honest with myself and my soul and my spirit. And, you know, my time was up. The time had gone. So with that $2, I cried. Now, I put myself in time out for a year and a half, meaning no TV, meaning no social media, meaning no family gatherings, going out to eat, not getting turned up no more. I only had $2 left, and God said, it's something inside of you. And he said, grab your pen and your paper, and I'm going to give you something. I want you to be obedient because my time was up. If I didn't take a chance on that, I probably could have been homeless, angry, depressed, and not telling which way I could have get because of the mind. You know how the mind plays tricks on you when you get to that state there. I said, God, I am your daughter, and I need you. I didn't call not a soul. I called on God. So when you're in that place with the economy right now, hope is right there by your side. You have to call out to God, and I promise you he's going to show up because he wants us to trust him. He didn't say call Sally, call Sue. He said call on me. And when you call on me, even though you left me, I'm going to be right here. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's what I did. I enrolled in classes, transforming emotions into a leader's heart with Anita Corman. And I invested my time and I invested my soul and I invested my spirit in the word of God. When I say I bow down to God, I bow down to God. And I stand on that to this day. And that's what God is calling us to do.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. That is powerful. That is powerful. And so as you were writing the pages of this book, what was going through your mind? Were you thinking about a person that you were trying to save, or were you just trying to share your story and your gift?
Well, what had happened, a friend of mine was calling me out to these girls' group homes. And you know how you show up to a place, you all dressed up like you don't have any type of story whatsoever. But see, at a young girl, God saved me. He was always with me, even when I was going through the storm. He saved me because I probably couldn't handle it like they could. I probably would have reacted a certain way. I probably would have been angry. I probably been stressed out. I probably been on crack. Because everybody handles situation rejection a certain way. Everybody can't handle rejection. Everybody can't handle loneliness. Everybody can't handle fear. And God covered me the whole time. So going and listening to their stories who've been raped by their father, by their brother. They're already infected with HIV, AIDS, syphilis that don't nobody know about. And I said, you know what, God, these are my sisters. Because it could have been me sitting in that chair if I would reacted a certain way. Or if you just didn't have your hands on me during that time. It could have been me. So allow me to go in and just share my dark side, that side that don't nobody like to share. I could have shared, you know, degrees and success. God said, you're not going to do that part. You're going to show that part where I covered you at, where I kept you, and you're going to give it to them. Mm-hmm. And that's what really sparked me to write that story, because we're all teachers. What do you want to teach the ones that's coming in behind you? What part of your life are you going to share and you know going to pull them through? I pulled you through. Are you going to willing to pull my daughter through, my son through? Stephanie, you got work to do. It's not about me. It's about that little girl sitting on side of me who have a dream, and she's depressed. She's suicidal. It's bigger than what we can ever imagine. And that's what made me just write. I just wrote. I got into a meditation mode, and I just, whatever that spirit told me to write, it came up, and I had my pen and paper, and I just wrote it. I was being obedient.
Wow. Stephanie, thank you for being so transparent. Oftentimes we hear that people don't share that backing of where their pain started. And sometimes when they have that pain, they leave that pain and just cover it up with other stuff, as you mentioned. And for you to be able to turn that pain into a purpose, to be able to write something that you knew that somebody else needs to hear and understand, that they too can be able to overcome whatever it is that they are going through, that is amazing. That's absolutely amazing. So congratulations. What's next for Stephanie? I know you are best-selling author, but what is next? From one who's a single mother of three children, and you are encouraging to other people to be able to make a big difference and a big impact around the world as well. But now, what's next for you?
My next move is to continue to be part of AIB, Desiree Lee, and impact the world with hope. I want to be able to travel the world and spread hope, because this right here is becoming an epidemic. We know the numbers of young women, you know, who's giving up. We know that. We know the numbers of young men out there committing crimes. We know the numbers. So if God can use me and I can pack just one suitcase to go out and touch someone, that's my purpose in life. That's what I want to do. I want to help change the world for God. Mm-hmm. Call me. I am available to you. I'm ready. I want to go out and serve. I'm taking, what's this young lady's name? Cindy Trim course. I want to go out and be able to minister and touch and then see the change in people's lives, you know, who wants to give up. Don't give up just yet. It's too early in your life. You got a whole lot more to go through. It ain't over just yet. It's not over. It's not over. It's so much more. And, you know, struggle builds character. You know, it builds strength. You know, not supposed to break us. You know, Jesus took so many just, oh, my God. It's the passion that I have to help someone. It's the passion that I have, the drive that I have to serve, you know, deep within. It's a calling that I must fulfill. It's not about me. It's about the relationship with God. When he says, follow me just as you are you willing to follow me and allow me to lead you? Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness. So what made you decide that you wanted to travel and go out into the hedges and highways, as they say, and minister to the people? What made you realize that this was the right time for that in your movement?
Visions. dreams, news, you know, serving inside domestic violence, you know, centers for women. I knew it. You know, we can only see so much on the news, but when you hear the news media and you hear, you know, you look at YouTube and you just see so much destruction and you hear so many stories, you know, and you're like, wow, it's not time to give up yet. God is a healer, and he can heal that pain. He can heal that suffering. He can heal that rejection. He can show you the gift that's inside that loneliness. That fear is just a word. It's just a word. You know, and it's hard for us to believe that, but when you trust God and really know God, you know, and know Jesus' story, you know you can get through it. We have to, so people can see the glory.
I am so loving hearing amazing stories from women across the world. I know Dr. Finch and I, we share our story, and we always encourage other people to be able to share their stories. And to finally hear people showing up, sharing their mess of a message, is something that we love to hear. And to salute those who are willing to be bold enough, unapologetic enough to be able to share their testimony and understand that they had to go through tests just like the next person, but instead they choose to hold on so they can have a testimony. So here you are sharing your testimony, and it's absolutely amazing. And to be able to carry this on, because you're just beginning, this is not the end of who you are and what you're about to become, because where he's about to take you is another place that's going to blow your mind. So hold on to that as well. And so with that being said, Stephanie, is there anything else that you want, like, you know, because we always tell people there's something that's inside of you that you want to be able to get out. What's that one thing? And we understand that you want to be able to travel and that you want to be able to continue to share that message, but what's that one thing that you are looking forward to do? Like, is it that next, whatever, building a conference, if it's a next program, what is it that you would love to do based off of your book?
Based off of my book, it's to stand beside women holding hands, and we're all on stage. And you have women out in the crowd, men out in the crowd, young girls out in the crowd, young men out in the crowd. Look it up. See how God transformed our lives into a leader heart, even with all the mess and the stress that we kept going, we kept moving forward. That would fulfill just my heart so much, fulfill my, you know, passion so much. This is what I want for the world. When somebody's, you know, crying and just really just don't know the way, but they can look at us on stage and say, because of you I changed, because of you I had hope. That's more than enough. Just be grateful. You know, have gratitude for that moment, being able to have that moment, share that moment. That's my dream. And I know, this is what I do know, it's going to happen suddenly. That's how God operates, suddenly. Because for me to be where I was last year and to be right here right now, it's not me, it's God. I trust him. And that's what he wants people to do. If you just trust me through it all, I will carry you through. Just trust me. Thank you, too, for giving me the opportunity to be here. It's not, for me, it's God. So it's like I'm always saying, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Because for me to be right here, the power of now, the power of right now, I'm so grateful. Just to be on the phone with you, because somebody else is going to hear this. And somebody else is going to say, you know what, I got to get that book. And they're going to be like, wow, if she did it, I can do it too. If she went through all that there, I know I'm going to be okay suddenly.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And to know that this story is really recent in retrospect is makes it even more powerful how much you have accomplished in such in a year time span. You know, what would you say to a person who is thinking about following this path, how they know that their purpose is speaking to them, but they're not really sure they want to reveal all of this. How do they go to that next level? What would you say to them?
Things happen in life. I don't believe anything was supposed to happen and was supposed to happen. God says, I knew before you were formed inside your mother's womb. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes we just have to hold on to a certain verse, like some of us do, and just hold on to it. Hold on to that verse. It's going to really stick to your soul. Just really stick to you. God says, I will open up doors that no man can close. You have to grab hold to his word, his wisdom. Then you have to saturate yourself like I did. I did. I walked into so many rooms dressed up or just messed up because I needed to know. I desired to know not to be inside this place. I crawled in, but I was crawling in my soul, but I walked in. Just move, and I'm with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. God, you just go with me. Can you just go? I'm going over here. Yes, I need you to go over there, and you just believe that mindset. I didn't have a choice. I didn't have not one choice. I have girls, too, and I have a son that was watching me. I couldn't stay in that place. I just couldn't. So they have to get in their mindset now, too. I know that I can make it. Our ancestors. They made it. We are here because of them. Then we have to pick up books and reread the books that we don't want to read, knowledge, wisdom. We have to read those books. We have to, God said, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. And that's that place I had to put myself in. I couldn't be in the world no more. It wasn't serving me any good anymore. So I had to be transformed my mind into a renewing place. I make everything new. Just it was so much. It was so much that I had to believe and receive at that time in my life, and I want the same for them. You have to believe. Do not, whatever going on inside your life, don't give up. Don't look to the bad part. Look to the good part.
So I love what you are saying, and what I think of about. My next question is that more and more people have lost hope.
Mm-hmm.
More and more people mm-hmm. have lost faith. And so mm-hmm. you could be able to, you know, it's so cliche, as I tell people all the time, it's so cliche to be able to tell them the same things over and over again of what our ancestors have told us, what our grandmamas and our Medias have told us. And that's mm-hmm. still, you know, working, however, but now it's more so where people don't even have faith anymore. They just don't. They don't. We have to be realistic. They don't have mm-hmm. that faith anymore. And so we can be able to tell them to, you know, to hold on to God's unchanging hand. But what mm-hmm. is that one thing that you learned throughout this journey of going from a place with barely nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to
mm-hmm.
be able to come and to say, you know what, I come from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I have to lose if I didn't even try, right? And so now with not only was me not able to try, I still gave it my all. But
mm-hmm.
what would you tell the next person who lost all types of hope, all types of faith, everything,
mm-hmm.
to be able to restore them in some type of way?
Never failed anyone. That's a choice. And I know we have so many people who have lost faith, you know, but when you don't have faith, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to be stuck. And that's just it. You're going to be stuck. And I get that all the time. Girls I minister to, well, Miss Stephanie, I don't believe in God. Okay, that's fine. So do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in that person inside the mirror right there? What's inside your belly right now? What's inside that root? What's inside your soul right now? This is what I do know, and I promise you this. We are all born with a gift. Sometimes we might get lazy. Sometimes things happen in our lives. You know, we just don't want to believe anymore. Sometimes we've been hurt to the core, and we'll sit there in that bitterness for years and years and years until that hard knock come in. Like God says, some of us will make it, and some won't. It's only going to be a few. Do you want to be in that number? I want to be one of the ones who made it. I don't want to be one of the ones who gave up. I had an auntie lost her life at the age of 7 years old because of a piece of crack, $5. $5. That changed my life because we was always together. I didn't want to become that. So he shows us signs. He shows us roadblocks. But sometimes we ignore, we'll go straight to that roadblock. Sometimes we'll go straight to that dead end, we'll stay there for a long time. That choice is going to be always ours. So we have to own that. Some choices I made in life, that were my choice. But even still, God was always with me. You have to know, and you have to receive that. God is with us, even in the wilderness, even inside the darkness. That's a choice. So when somebody say, you, I don't believe in God, he ain't never done anything to me. He always been there for me. Who there for you? What power was inside of you? Because we all have it. We was born with that. We're not taught that. Our grandmothers wasn't taught. They just taught, go to work and do whatever, go to school and do whatever. But now it's a different time. It's a different time right now. Times are different, and every day, you know, things are changing. You don't want to get left behind. And sometimes we just get stuck right there with nobody to help us. And it's okay to ask for help. I didn't ask for help. I thought I was just superwoman. But when I did, it was no, no, no. God said, come to me. I got it. Took the long way, the hard way, struggling, struggling, but still had joy, still had peace. I didn't mind. I didn't mind. I know God was doing something. My God.
There it is. God was doing something, and you heeded the call. And, you know, I want you to tell us in our final time with, together about why the people should get the book, where they can find the book, and how they can contact you.
Why people should get the book? That book is for when you have lost all hope. If you're depressed, if you're suicidal, if you're broke, and if you have that unforgiving heart, you know, I think forgiveness is the greatest antidote to our soul so we can move forward. Because you can't operate in your gifts if you hoard in bitterness around. You just can't operate in your true calling. Get that book. And once you read that book, I share a lot of things inside that book. And so far, so good. I hear great reviews back for the book. And it sets some people free. It breaks the chains off of them. And that was the purpose of me sharing that darkness, because I know what people are going through. You know, they just need that hope. Be transparent when you do right so they can see it and feel it and receive it and see God in the midst of it. You can go to www.missstephaniemellis.com or you can go on amazon.com and get the book. All I Ever Had Was Hope, and get the book. If you're looking for a speaker, you can also book me on www.missstephaniemellis.com. And get the book, and I would gladly come in and transform some life through emotions into a leader's heart. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Yes, yes, it was. We're just so excited. And I want to thank you for being here today. I appreciate you so much. And if something Stephanie said today resonated with you, please find us on changeyourmindsonline.com. You can also find this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel. Vanessa, do you have some closing words for us tonight?
Yes. Continue to aim high. Allow yourself to continue to be stretched, and just remember that your purpose is bigger than you. So this has been an honor, and it's been such a pleasure. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. I highly appreciate it.
And I just want to thank everyone who listened today. I know you were touched by this story, and we're going to continue bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.